here, press this button up over here. That's going. Now I have to go find this button. S is slate. What are we slate?
Mexican radio.
It says switch tabs. I'm switching tabs. But I'll never switch my Coca-Cola. Get it? Switch tabs. Switch 60. Coca-Cola.
59.
This is a countdown.
This is Slade and Mason show.
You can tell he's been off a week, man. He's, like, he's got two rough Slade and Mason show.
I'm worried.
49. 48.
I'm a
Slade and Mason 45.
I'll try to cut the radio to a show. Minimum.
12, 11.
Yes.
It's going to be hard. It is going to be hard.
7, 6, 5.
Ready?
4.
Here we go.
3, 2.
Are you ready?
1.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Good morning, 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 good morning.
Hello, 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 hello.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Who's the bald guy that they're just cheering for here?
Who did what?
Oh, God.
What?
He touched me. There's a woman. She's at something, and it's like, and you know where they... guy comes out and shakes your hand and such. It's like, oh, she got touched, and she is just grinning all over herself. And I have no idea who this idiot is that she's all excited about. Uh-huh. He's a motivational speaker, so... Okay. Okay. Look, she's really happy about that.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Slade.
Yes.
Hey, you know what?
Listen, after I took a little time off, it's like I'm feeling kind of rusted. I mean, rested.
Did you know that this is the Slade Mason Show?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, why don't you tell me more?
Okay. I'm Mr. Mason.
Then I must be Mr. Slade.
That's the two of us, and that's the Slade and Mason Show. Okay, everybody. Well, you guys have a great week, and we'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Oh, my God.
All right. Man. Well, it is April 17th, 2022, and happy Easter everybody.
Easter Sunday.
For those
yes,
of you
sir.
Who
I
celebrate
I want me a big old
Easter.
Fat chocolate bunny.
Chocolate bunny.
Hey, hey, keep it clean. Keep it clean, okay?
Ah, yes. Get ready, my friend.
Oh,
get
my
ready.
Gosh. Well, happy
All
Easter.
All right, you better get the disclaimer out of the way, because I'm getting wound up here.
All right. Yeah. This pollen. The Slade and Mason Show is all about you and us. It's like a radio program. We share with you news stories.
You are going to make me just say that doggone word eventually because you keep telling the people that lie.
Sugar frosted flakes. All right. We're basically sharing things we see, news stories that we're finding throughout the week. It's just our take on it. Don't take it too seriously. Just having a little bit of fun. But, you know, quite frankly, you're never going to hear these stories on the radio. So
that's
why
right.
We're a little bit different here. All the music you're listening to, unless we tell you otherwise, is brought to you by Dano Music. Dano Music because, well,
we're
why the
cheap.
Heck not? That's right. And you can find their link there, just like you find that link to the Instagram picture on our website from 2016. Hey, don't forget to tell your friends, neighborhoods, peoples, Give this show a thumbs up, whatever have you dabba do, yabba dabba do. And as always,
finger up, you know, just shoot something to us.
And as always, we are brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats, and we'll talk about that at the break.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Do you? Well, welcome back after a week of vacationing.
Yes, sir. I'm ready to throw up.
Are you tanned, rested, and ready to go?
Yeah, I am tanned, rested, and ready to go. You are correct, sir.
My little All spot right. here hasn't grown very much recently. Hey, do you have by chance? I mean, I know it's Easter morning. It's the the high holiday season of the Catholic Church. But do you have by chance a morning rant?
Before I get to that,
ooh,
yes, I do. By the way, but do you know? I was trying to think back. I know how many presidents I've lived through, but when I start thinking about popes, I mean, I go back to I think it was John the 23rd.
Okay.
Then Pope Pius the 6th, and then I started getting lost. Because then we got John Paul's and John Paul Jones's or John Paul Jr.'s or John
I have
Paul
all his III. Albums. Not unusual. I mean,
so, you know, again, obviously it is more important for me to know the presidents than to know how many popes I've
been. And then there was that pope that was in there for like 4 minutes. Remember him?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And then he had a cold and died.
I just like that fact that they go through all that stuff and you have all that smoke. And if they get a white smoke, it's been a chosen pope. Mm-hmm. And if it's a black smoke, nope, try again.
Yep.
All right. Listen, stop it.
All right.
All right. Happy Easter, first off, to you.
Happy Easter.
I saw this just as we were coming on the air, and I thought, I have got to share this with Dano.
Mm.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Before I get into my rant, there are some things that you should know, some facts that you won't believe are true. All right.
Mm.
Like, for instance, McDonald's McRib is a restructured meat product made from pig innards, tripe, heart, and scalded stomach.
Yeah, I know that.
McDonald's strawberry milkshakes aren't 100% strawberry. It
Shocker.
Contains 50 chemicals, which is more than a conventional fertilizer. The cheese at fast food chains is loaded with so many artificial chemicals. Oh, wait a minute. No, we're not going to let that one get away.
Jeez,
let me see here. Yeah, like I said, the McRib, boy, that really makes me want a McRib. I don't think I had one this year either.
I still
selling them?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had one.
And I'm allergic to strawberries, so I don't even think about strawberry shakes.
Mm.
Let's see. But I am a cheese freak. More chemicals, flavors, and preservatives than is barely even cheese.
That's correct. Yep. Yep, because they put oil and water and hardeners and stiffeners and softeners.
Oh, so it's Cialis for your soul. I got you. Oh, boy.
It's okay, American cheese. American.
It's American.
No,
American cheese. Yes, sir. Let me get to the process at hand. I want to know if you know any of these people and why.
All right, go ahead.
Warren Buffett.
I know him. I don't know him.
Bill Gates.
I know him. I don't know him.
Bernard Arnault.
I don't know
him. And the family from Louis Vuitton.
I guess he's the guy who makes purses. I don't know.
Jeff Bezos.
Know him. Don't know him.
Elon Musk.
Know him. Don't know him.
Well, here's why.
I mean, I know him. I mean, they're on the news.
That's
they have money.
They are the five richest Americans in the world.
Yeah, but you know what? When they all die, they're going to have just as much money as I have.
Yeah, well, but here you go. But here's the thing.
Except Jeff Bezos, he's not going to die.
Is that 1% of the population controls 90% of the wealth.
Yep.
And that is, those are just the wealthiest people. I mean, you know, Zuckerberg is in there. He's 15th on the list. Oprah Winfrey, $2.6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, $2 billion.
Mm.
And he's even got more than his ex-wife, $1.8 billion for Kim. Mm. Michael Jordan, $1.7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm having a problem because I, you know, that up until yesterday, I had no idea how much a postage stamp was costing anymore because I can't remember the last time I bought one.
Mm-hmm.
They're going up from 58 cents to 60 cents,
mm-hmm.
July 10th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, let me ask you, what business could you run for over 50 years and never turn a profit? Always considering taking a loss. That is what your U.S. Postal Service does mm-hmm. every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like every time you raise the prices, it's like, you know, I'm thinking, okay, so they were crying a few years ago that they weren't making enough money. Well, stop selling postage ties.
Postage,
stop selling what? Garbage. Swag.
Stop selling
swag at the post office.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you know, again, you had to make that stuff and nobody's mm-hmm. buying it. Mm-hmm. I don't see anybody walking around here with a post office t-shirt.
Nope. Nope.
Okay. Now, all right, I got some warning from you.
Okay.
Because, you know,
I'm still trying to figure out what the rant is here, but go ahead.
It has all got to deal with money. It is money. The Charlotte Observer says that hackers have stolen 20 million credit card numbers from Chili's and Chipotle.
Mm.
Now, not only will you get sick from eating at those crap holes, it's like now you're going to have all your stuff stolen from you. One of the hackers was caught.
One.
He was sentenced to 5 years.
That's it?
I mean, that's it. That's it.
He probably made millions.
I mean, I gave you the five richest people in the world. Five richest celebrities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know mm-hmm. why. Because Tesla owner Elon Musk is making problems.
Mm-hmm.
You have heard about this, haven't
making
you?
Making problems. What do you mean making problems?
He is the largest stockholder in Twitter.
Oh, so yeah, you know what? I know. All right. He just wants to buy a platform so he can scream. Got it. I got it. He has to make his own.
Yeah, okay, you know, and Jeff Bezos, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, he's going to the stars.
Well, I don't know what Jeff Bezos is doing right now. I mean,
he's got that rocket.
He's
man.
Got
he's,
that,
you know, again.
Yeah, very phallic rocket. And yeah, so I think he's compensating for something. I'm just, I could be
you
wrong.
Know, I know, it's like, hey, listen, I hear about, you know, those SWPs, they buy those big old sports cars, you know, mm-hmm. with, you know, 12 horsepower engine, and it's like, you know, again, and they go to get new hair. And,
you mean 12, you know, 12 cylinder, not 12 horsepower.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a lawnmower, isn't it? All right. Well, so, okay. And here's what else they do. You know, again,
they make big rackets.
I'm very proud that I made it to the age that I am at now. Because I didn't think I would.
Uh-huh.
But coming with that age comes the fact that, you know, I certainly don't want any 20-year-olds or 30-year-olds or at this point, even almost 40-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Al Pacino recently had a dinner date with Mick Jagger's ex-girlfriend, Noor Al-Fala.
Okay.
Now, Al's 81.
Okay.
She's 28.
All right.
See, again,
I'm okay with that.
I have to tell you this story, Dan, because it's like I thought I had a woman, I mean, an acquaintance, and she is in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, it's like I'm not going to have to worry about Valley Girls and all such crap as that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remembered.
That's all you got to say.
She's the same age as my daughter.
Oh, no.
And my daughter is 42 years old.
Oh, God.
So I've now had to eliminate another decade from potential matches because I'm now too old for 40-year-olds.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you know, Starting up another relationship, it would just be like, oh,
it's too much work.
Gosh.
I gotta tell you, you know, I think about it all the time. It really is too much work, and I really have no time for it.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I could barely get enough going on here as it is right now. I got errands to run. I got things to clean up. I got to straighten up things. Oh, big news. Big news.
You're getting married.
Shut the Ferengi up. Big news. Every last board is now down on the floor in the dining room.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Are you putting down new floor?
I put new flooring down. Hardwood floor.
Oh.
Board by board. Whack by whack. Hammer
inch
by hammer.
By inch.
3.5 weeks.
Slowly I turned. Step by step.
And then I grabbed him. Baltimore? What's the matter with Baltimore? No, it wasn't Baltimore.
I missed the Stooges, yeah. Man.
That wasn't the Stooges.
Yeah. Yes,
no,
it was.
No, that was.
It certainly was. Curly went into his facade when he'd hear, let me see, slowly I turn, step by step.
The great Gildersleeve. I forget what it was. Anyway.
All right. Well, anyway, so my thoughts are, I'm just, you know, I'm never going to be rich like those people. Never.
It's because we have the
and
slave
I don't
Mason
even
show.
Know. I don't even know whether I would want to be. Mm-hmm. Because I have enough trouble handling my $100,000 a year life. Mm. Never mind having to have to worry about billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm very happy in my lot in life. I've made myself very content, mm-hmm. and finding it easier to enjoy simple things.
Yeah.
And that's why when I listen to you say, well, I put down the flooring, I think, you know, years ago, we strove because we were going to be tycoons, man. We're going to work hard. You're going to make all that money. And, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And as you made money, it's like you realized it really didn't do a whole lot for you.
Nope. There's a certain limit. There's a certain limit. And they say it's more than what you and I make. But they say like at $200,000 a year, that's about it. That's the highest. I mean, after that, you're just...
You know, you
you're
can
just
do
buying yachts
you
and just
do.
Buying
yeah,
houses and extra cars.
Do.
And it's like, it's all that extra. Like, who cares? It just doesn't do anything. And that's what
and
they're
like
pointing
I said,
out.
When I made that kind of money, that big money in Philly, it's like, you know, I got a coke habit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, someone's, someone's got to pay for that.
That's right, exactly. So I mean,
that stuff doesn't grow here, on trees. Actually, shrubs.
It's coming but anyway. Over here, and it's like, and they're taking great deals. I mean, it's amazing. If you start, I watch these documentaries about drugs that I've done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in Bolivia, you know, a kilo of coke probably cost you $20.
If that.
Because they pound it, and they make it all there, and they make it and pack it, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And every step that it takes, it ends up becoming multitudinally richer,
mm-hmm.
Because once it leaves that $20 in Bolivia, when it gets to its first stop, it's now up to $1,000.
Right.
And when it makes it to the next stop, it becomes $10,000.
Right.
By the time it gets to the United States, it's now $50,000 for that $20 kilo.
Yep.
And it's been cut and stomped on, and so it's now only about 30%. Mm-hmm. Product.
Yeah.
I just happen to love. Now that's the free enterprise system. There's what, you know, again, the government's been doing that to us for years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, again, we've been taking it. It's called income tax. Speaking of which,
yes.
Tomorrow is income tax day.
Ooh, that's right, everybody. If it is your last day, it's either pay up or extension time, baby.
And even if you get the extension, you have to pay
you still have to guesstimate
what you owe. That's right.
Yeah, and you better like be you better be close because whatever you're off
is also taxable.
That's right. And it's a penalty when you finally put it in. They go, oh, you didn't pay us the extra $6,000. That'll be $90,000, please.
You know, Dan, here's the thing. Yeah. Tomorrow is the 18th of April. I mean, my taxes, hell, I've already spent the refund.
Yep,
I'm living on the residual.
I told you, I just put hardwood flooring in. What do you think? where do you think that money came from?
I thought my good luck sold some of your interest in that company you own.
No. This was. I said nope. I'm gonna be doing it. As a matter of fact, I enjoyed it. Here, my problem is I have a dog that is deathly afraid to walk on quote unquote slippery surfaces. So installing hardwood flooring all downstairs is going to be challenging. She's going to be freaking out. So lots of area rugs coming in my lifetime. So,
oh my God. Well, so, you know, again, like I said, I guess maybe as I'm getting older, I told you I reached the curmudgeon stage.
I'm Andy Rooney.
Yeah. And now I'm like, you know, I don't care. I mean, I realize that I just don't freaking care.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking, wow, it took me over 60 years to get to this point. I could have done this 30 years ago. But no, you can't, because it's like you have to progress to the stages.
Yeah. And it's a huge emotional struggle to get from, you know, say an 18-year-old kid
to a 65-year-old man.
Yeah, 65-year-old man. Yeah, it takes a lot of effort. But you do. You finally get to a point, you're like, eh, whatever.
I don't care. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to finish the podcast this morning. I'm going to go home. I'm going to have some car parts delivered. And, you know, and I'm just going to be blazed and hazed.
Yeah. I mean, I it's interesting because I remember my dad being of that age. And it's like, yeah, he doesn't do anything, doesn't go anywhere, just doesn't care. I'm like,
yeah,
is this normal? What the heck? Yeah. Yes, he's like, oh, whatever, you know, that's cool, you know. But, you know, 30 years earlier, he would have blown his top.
Yep.
Over everything.
I mean, you know, and that's, like I say, that's, I guess if you don't have that massive heart attack and die and you live through those stages, you get to this point.
You go,
you know, again, I only lost half a leg. So, you know, again, I'm still good.
Oh, this is, by the way, on an ass, this is National Amputee Month.
Yes, it is.
So,
and there are some amazing technological advances in prosthetic devices.
I don't know if I'm
battery operated.
Am I supposed to say congratulations to him? I mean, I'm just.
Oh God! Go to the store and get the card.
Quick
have a cake
note,
made with an artificial
dear
leg.
Dear JD, just wanted to send you a small congratulations on the loss of your leg. Hope you.
Hey, brother. You know what?
Have a happy day.
See.
What?
What is today's date? What is today's date?
I just told you it's April 17th. It's Easter.
Okay.
Did you look at the posting I put on Facebook?
No.
Did you see him?
10 days from now. 10 days from now, I came back from just a massive adventure 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I went back to work, and you talk about something that is scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, because I couldn't sit because I didn't have a leg, and I had this straight leg brace.
Yeah.
So I had to stand
the whole time.
And it was like, I didn't know whether I still had it because I had been off the air 2 months. I'd gone through, well, some traumatic experiences, and I didn't know whether I had it. And I didn't, I really didn't. I wasn't ready. But boy, the phones lit up as soon as I opened that mic.
Yep.
And that is something I am never, ever going to forget. Because like I said, you talk about somebody who felt all the love in the world. I was there. And I that's why I'm still doing this, you know, again. So because it's like I owe these people a great deal. And it's like, and I'm going to work hard to pay it off.
I'm also suspecting you had some decent car parts when you were in.
In where?
In the hospital.
No, as a matter of fact, you know, that's the amazing thing. I was, on the illegal side, because they had not legalized this stuff yet.
Yeah.
I had called my buddy and I said, hey, listen, you know, you can come up here and we can go out on the patio and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And he thought better of it. So it's like he never came.
So
in the hospital.
How come you don't remember me visiting you then?
Because I was delirious. I mean, sepsis had set through on my body, man. It's like I was just absolutely.
That's true too.
I don't remember anybody visiting. My kids came. I don't remember them visiting.
Wow.
And so they didn't give me medication. They tried to stabilize me because I was off the chain, Jack. So then once I came back to some sense of normalcy and could at least know my name and know who the president was, they would go me every hour. Oh, what's your pain like? I'm not having any pain. Oh, do you need some medication for pain? No, I'm not having any pain. Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your pain? 0. Do you want some I mean, it's like they were constantly trying to pump medication into me, and I kept refusing it because I know the deal. I know the drill.
Yep.
So it's like, and I didn't have any pain. Listen, they had taken the pain off. The pain was gone. I guess I always wondered what they did with it. You know, again, I kind of like to have made a table out of it. but it is not something that I would recommend, but I also, like I say, I discovered a great deal about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had an epiphany, and it's like, and I've lived through it and come out on the other side. And like I say, this is a guy who I didn't think I was going to make it to 35. So, to make it to collect Medicare and Social Security.
Oh, you're like, oh, my God, who is this guy?
Oh, hey, listen, I got to stick around for a few more years. Come on out.
And then now you can sit on the front porch Halloween, throw candy at kids. Get out of here, my property. Oh, wait, did you go over? Did they have the Snickers bar over that house? Come here. I want to check your bag out. Come on.
No, I'm still not going to be holding the Halloween things and like that. As a matter of fact, I got a new neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I was talking, because the house next door to me went for $297,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. The market, it is a seller's market. Whoa. So you know this.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, do you know who your new neighbors are? I said, nope. Mm. You haven't met him yet?
Nope.
Why not? I'm not that kind of neighbor. I am not that kind. Betty, God love her. She was an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just trying to be friendly, but it's like she came over and she sat herself on my porch. That's the first thing.
Ooh.
You know, you don't just sit on my porch. That's. And so then she said, my name is Betty, and I just want to. I said, Betty, here, let me just stop you right now. And before we get into a bad situation, I am not that kind of neighbor. I'm not the kind of neighbor you're going to come and borrow sugar from. I'm not the kind of neighbor who's going to come and bail you out if you fall down. I'm probably going to call somebody, but I'm not going to do it. I don't like your little dog. I don't like your little dog. And if your little dog drops one flea in my house, I'm coming to kill you. I told this old lady all this. And then she said, okay. And then she went on about her way. But then as she got a little longer, her mind really started going.
Mm.
And one afternoon, I'm sitting there doing what I do. And all of a sudden, here comes this woman walking in my house.
In the house?
In the house.
In the house.
In the house.
In the house.
I said, Betty, no. We're not doing this. Yeah, no, you have to go. You don't live here. I don't.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And then it's like about a week later, you know that little intersection after my house? Okay.
Yep.
She was walking there, and she was standing in that island.
Oh.
I called the cops and I called her daughter and, you know, again. So, and then they still hadn't gotten her into a nursing home. And Boogie and I were at my house one day and we were doing car parts and examining car parts. And all of a sudden, she comes to the door and Boogie slips the lock on the door before she can open it. She pulls She pulls on the door so hard that she falls on her ass.
Oh, crap.
So it's like, you know, again, no, we got to go. So, but now, thank God, all is well. Betty's now being taken care of by professionals. And so it's good. Like, we don't have to worry about her getting run over. But really, it's like, you know, again, you know, like I say, and I know that older people like to have pets. And it's like, and sometimes pets are good for them. But she had a little Pomeranian.
Yeah, that's
and it was
a
long-haired Pomeranian.
Oh.
And she never really cleaned the Pomeranian. And so when the Pomeranian would walk away, you see...
Klingons. And we ain't talking about Star Trek, okay?
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me. So, like, I have my dog. Oh, boy, I'm sharing. Sharing. Here we go. I take my dog for a walk, and I will bring a bag or seven with me because this dog will... So its toys are on the floor and things get stuck to the floor and it picks it up and it's a dog and it doesn't care and lap, lap, lap and life goes on. And, oh, I'm going to get a drink of water. And then hair gets incorporated into their digestive tract. So once they've unincorporated certain things, that hair... attaches itself to certain things that, well, you don't want as a part of your home. And as a dog owner, I have to put a plastic bag on and physically remove from the dog the entrailed aspect of life and
oh my god yes
household.
So, you know, it's like, but, I found myself thinking this week past week, it's like I thought, you know, maybe I should get a puppy.
No. A puppy?
A
puppy? Did you say puppy? No.
I should get a puppy.
No,
and
never,
think,
ever,
no,
ever,
I'll get
ever.
A kitty.
No.
Maybe I'll get a kitty.
No.
And then I thought, because they stink.
Yes.
Yeah, they spray everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. And dogs are busy and cat. No.
Here's
what you need.
Like...
Here's what you need. You need to go to the pound. Okay. Here's what you need. Here we go. Jay's walking. Oh, that's a nice dog. Ooh, what's wrong with that dog? Oh, that's old Hank. He's been here for... He's 19 years old. Don't know what the hell's keeping him all together. Just keep him around here. We keep him fed when he eats and take him out back and he wees and he poos and... There's no treatment for him. He's just gonna go. I'll take him. That is the dog you need.
No, here's the problem. Because I also don't want to take them for a walk.
Yeah, Hank.
Hank
is not going to walk. He's going to go out. He's going to stand and shake for a little bit. He's going to urinate all over his leg. You hose him off. He's going to take a quick poo. You hose him off, and he kind of waddles back in and lies down on the floor and he goes to sleep. That is Hank's day.
Oh my God. I actually had that moment of insanity this week thinking, maybe.
And then all of a sudden you were like, shut, okay.
Yeah.
You Chris Rocked yourself.
What is wrong with you? I did. Listen, no, sir. I will Smith myself. I mean, no, sir. And then I started thinking, oh, wait a minute. There's pet bills, and then there's food, and then you do have to clean up the mess, because until they finally get the message that you don't want them pooping in the house, they're going to just poop in the house.
Yeah,
I'm going to go without that. I tell you what, listen, here's the dumbest thing I've heard. I'm sorry about things in Ukraine.
Yes.
But here's the dumbest thing I heard. Uh-huh. With these people, they need weapons, they need food, they need medicine. Do you know what we sent them? We sent them 1 million animatronic dogs.
Animatronic dogs? What for?
So that the kids could cuddle with these dogs. Number one. Yeah. That's what I'm going to get. That's the kind of dog I'm going to get.
My name is Rex. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Hello.
And when the battery goes down, he's going to go,
I'm at Ruth Rick.
No muss, no fuss, no bother. But I thought that it was just the dumbest thing. You're sending children who are trying to run for their lives these animatronic dogs.
Well, it's either that or an iPad, so.
Thank goodness for this break.
Yes, sadly, thank goodness. However,
we will return to the Slade and Mason Show. Today in history, April 17th, 1524. Giovanni di Verrazzano reaches the New York Harbor. And then they built that bridge for him. Wasn't that nice? 1897. We experienced the Aurora, Texas UFO incident. This was an airship that apparently came by and landed into someone's windmill and ruined it. The survivors were buried in an unmarked grave. Well, actually, that wouldn't make them survivors, would they? Well, the things that died. Not that they were alien, mind you. No. It doesn't exist. 1961. A group of CIA-financed and trained Cuban exiles land at the Bay of Pigs in Cuba to oust Fidel Castro. That didn't work. 1964, we see the introduction of the Ford Mustang. Of course, you'd have to pony up $2,300. Get it? Pony up. Get it? You know, pony, Mustang, pony, must. Never mind. 1973, George Lucas begins writing the Star Wars epics. He's thinking the whole time, I'm gonna make millions and millions of dollars. And finally, 1986, the 335-year war between the Netherlands and the Isles of Sicily ends. That would mean that started it in, 1642, carry the nine. Oh, 1651. It's that whole math thing, you know. Well, I'm Dan Mason, and that's April 17th.
Hey there, Commander Guzio. How you doing? Hey, listen, you know what? Me and my cousin Vito, you know Vito, he's the guy with the purple and... Anyway, we'll talk about that. Hey, me and my cousin Vito, we's decided we's gonna start our own gambling facility. Yeah, gambling facility. Yeah, and we's gonna call it the... DeGuzio's Casino. Yeah, that's right. And it's really cool, because like, you show up with cash... And we have like roulette tables and one-armed bandits and all sorts of fun things. You can do craps and 21 and all sorts of games. Yeah, you know what? Come on down with your money because, it's like a fun family event. You know what I'm saying? Oh, also, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-LIVER. That's 1-800-LIVER. Call 1-800-LIVER. And we're a little bit different because we're open 24-7, 365, even on the highest holiday of the Catholic season. Easter. I'm Commander Guzio, and we'll keep the doors open for you.
We'll be right back.
Sorry about that, gang. But now we must return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right. That was that was The Bat. That's called The Bat. And that was by the...
Batman.
No, it was
the
called...
Batman.
No, you're close. The Commanders by Eddie Grady and Ben Wiseman. Scream was brought to you by D. Odette.
He'll leave the light on for you. Oh, no, that's Tom. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Tom Odette. No, it's not Bodette. It's Odette. So that was brought to you. The Bat was because today is National Bat Day.
Batman.
And that was actually recommended by my son, who apparently is now listening to the Slade and Mason Show. So no more of those four little words, okay? Got to keep you clean now, okay? That was so funny. Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe he actually said that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, really?
This portion of the Slade and the Mason and the Show is brought to you by, let me see, I See Something Icy, Shaved Ites and Treats. And that is about all I have to say. No, I'm just kidding. Nope, that's my buddy Sheila and her husband. They have a big, huge food truck. It's red. It's unmistakably fire truck red. And what it's all about is they have these two very expensive Italian shredding machines, if you will. They're long blades, and they glide across the ice, and it's icy cold. Get it? Ice. Anyway, and what it does is it'll actually make a snowfall down into the retaining cup. And then what they do is very carefully pack it in, just like a big, huge snowball. And they put the flavoring on top. This is not yellow snow. This is the good stuff. This has got cherries. They got pina colada flavors. They got pineapple. They got the coconut and chocolate, which I think is absolutely amazing. The rum flavor. So there's lots of different flavors, lots of different tastes. Throw some gummy worms on there and they freeze up right away and the kids can crunch down on them. You can go see a dentist. They have the sour squirts. So they like those. And you can give them a call at 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. Their truck is out and about right now. I know that because it is after April 1st and that's when she made her promise. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to their website at www.iceysomethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com, or you can visit them on Instagram or Facebook. Look, you've got a birthday party, corporate event, fundraiser, what have you, give them a call because it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I See Something I See, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. You'll be glad you did. Now.
Now let me tell you, it's like, and ladies and gentlemen, it's like, and Dan Mason and I are going to eventually catch up with I See Something I See, because it's like he has made this sound so delicious mm-hmm. that it's like he's going to have to put up or shut up.
Yep. All right. I have this week two Florida man stories.
Oh, by Florida News.
I'm gonna,
Florida News.
All right, I want
Florida News.
A or B?
What the hell? B.
All right, here we go. Florida man is accused of impersonating a officer going to Wendy's. Oh my God, it's so stupid. Oh my gosh. Jesse David Stover is arrested and facing penalty charges of falsely impersonating a police officer, according to Bunnell Police Department. Sure as donuts, this guy had been coming into the Wendy's facility dressed as a DEA agent. So he was not a police officer, but worked for the DEA, excuse me, but he was not a police officer, but he kept showing a badge that he purchased. Hey, I'm actually a police officer. So he was coming in there for his police officer discount for his food. Now, what an idiot. Because first off, now they're kind of wise to him and they got him arrested. But you know what? He's over 50, so he could have gotten a discount anyway for free. People are so stupid. Anyway. Ooh. Oh yeah, when you impersonate police officer.
Stupid with duct tape or Gorilla Glue.
Dude, you are going to jail for this. Oh, God. His badge was actually a concealed weapon permit badge for DEA. I'm thinking, what an idiot. What a flipping idiot. So, yeah, he's Jesse David Stover. You're going to enjoy a little time behind bars. You're going to hang out with
your cohort. You mean Mr. 33978.
Yeah, that's his name now. Oh, ooh, ooh. I just don't know where people come. People are really they're not with the program, and that's what the problem is. So I don't know. Guess what?
Oh no, already?
Oh, it's past.
Oh my God, did we eat up that much time?
Yes, we did.
All right, well, hold on. Let me get my throat cleared here. Ladies and gentlemen,
and you in the corner.
We are the fattest nation in the world, and you know why that is?
Because
of what we put in our mouths.
Uh-huh.
And we've got to thank the food industry for all that.
Uh-huh.
It's my job to point out how they're going to try and kill us.
And my job to write these down as quickly as I can, but go ahead.
Marketing Dive says that Miller Lite is now selling beer drops. The liquid drops can be added to other light beers to enhance the flavor. The drops sell for $4 and were produced to celebrate National Beer Day on April 7th.
God.
WLNS says Kit Kat is launching a new flavor called Blueberry Muffin.
Oh.
The candy bar tastes like blueberry cake batter with graham cracker cookie pieces folded into it.
No
baking
required.
In other words, it sounds like something they swept off the floor at a bakery.
No
Mash
baking
Magazine
required.
Says Tulsa, Oklahoma, Big Baby Rolls Donut Shop is selling Martha Stewart donuts. The glazed donuts have white icing with Martha's likeness on them. The donut shop went viral earlier this week for doing Sly Stallone donuts.
Sly Baloney.
All right. Restaurant Business Online says the New York Yankees are going viral because they're serving sushi burritos at home games this year.
Oh, God.
The burritos are made by the famed Benihana restaurant chain.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Benihana, but I just can't see no sushi burrito.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Frankfurt Candles is selling Kraft macaroni and cheese gummies. The gummies look like real Kraft and cheese and are sold in 5-ounce boxes.
No, thank you.
Chaboom says DiGiorno is selling breakfast croissant crust pizzas. Flavors include cinnamon roll, egg benedict, and sausage thick gravy.
Man.
You talk about swearing off breakfast. Listen, I think I'm going to leave you at that because that's some of the most disgusting stuff that I could have talked about this whole week.
And
that's why we are the fattest and ugliest people in the world.
Get yourself an egg and beat it. What the heck? Miller Lite drop $4 each for one beer. And I'm like, look, beer's expensive enough as it is.
So
I don't have to add
pay $4 for the beer, $4 for the drop. So it's an $8 beer now.
It better be.
And you know, people are going to go, oh, I got to find out what will two do?
It tastes like urine.
Yeah.
Well, it is Miller. Okay. So there you go.
Oh, come on. Now, come on. Listen, wait a minute. You stop right
Miller
there. I got to tell you, when I was 16 years old, Miller Pony Packs. It was 8 packs. That's exactly what we drank because we could sneak them in real easy. And we could steal them from 7-Eleven by just walking in and palming them. Oh, I'm revealing all my criminal past. Jeez.
It's time to relax. One beer stands clear. Beer after beer. After beer.
If you've got the time.
Miller Beer. Miller and Heiser, 1962.
Okay. What a mess we have created here today.
I can't wait until you have to recap this.
Oh gosh, I'm looking at my notes going, I have no idea what the heck we talked about. Cheese and chili and making problems. There is a new study that came out.
And what did it study?
It studied why there's a mystery as to why people generally seem to die when they're 80. And according to the study, it's apparently has something to do with the fact that they're 80 years old.
You know, you bring up this point. It's, listen, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are eventually going to die.
No, they're not.
Listen. Keith Richards is 78 years old.
Yeah.
It's time for him to die, man. It's
there was someone wrote an article. It said the title of the article was called Old Enough to Die, which means you've lived to a certain age where, you know, if it was like, pick someone like Nelson Rockefeller when he was Nelson Rockefeller passed away. Tim goes, oh, well, you know, he's old enough to die. You know, it's going to happen. But if someone's 28 years old, you're like, oh my gosh, 28, what happened to them?
Yeah, I mean, when you start to get 90, 95 years old, it's like, listen, I love Betty White. I love Betty White to death, mm-hmm. but she was 100 years old.
She was 99. She didn't make it.
Well, I mean, I don't think she got too doggone angry about not making it, you know?
Oh.
Although, now let me just say this. Mm. I love Betty White for a number of reasons.
Yes.
And then this week, one more reason came.
Mm.
You realize what Betty White's estate has done?
I know it's all over the news. I haven't had a chance to click on it.
The whole estate is going to help out animals.
Oh, wow.
The whole estate.
Okay, because I know she was selling off her house. And
yep. I mean, and I just think that, you know, like I say, you can't take it with you,
yep.
but you can leave it to a good cause.
Yep. And that's
and that's what she did. If you're going to go, that's the way to go. And I'll tell you what, she'll be remembered a lot more for that than,
also in the news, let's try it this way. Affleck.
Oh my God. Gilbert Gottfried.
Yep.
My God. It's like, you know, I couldn't remember the other comic, but he was annoying, but Gilbert Gottfried was funny.
Yes.
And I figured out who it was. It was Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
but Gilbert Gottfried, I mean, you know, again, he became the Affleck duck. And of course, I mean, that voice just, what's wrong with you? And I mean, how do you keep that up?
Apparently, someone had posted an audio recording of Gilbert Gottfried leaving a voicemail message on their cell phone. And I'll try to redo it. It was kind of like this. Hey, Gary, listen, it's Gilbert. Listen, when you get a chance, can you give me a call back? I'll be at home till probably 8 or 9 o'clock today. All right. Thanks. Bye. I mean, that's how plain his voice was. It was just like this nondescript, just kind of like, and then he just created this persona, this Gilbert Gottfried kind of
grating
voice.
Yes.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Guess what? You listened to him.
You did.
You know, so
every single he did get himself in trouble. That's true, but yes, you know.
But you know, the thing of it is that you know, and people don't know. See again, here again, we idolize people we know nothing about.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Gilbert Gottfried had a very serious condition.
Yeah.
You know, again, that's what ended up taking him at 67.
Yep.
Bob Saget. You know, again, it's like I've become much more careful making sure that I know where I'm stepping so that I don't fall, because a fall is what killed Bob Saget.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, there was another celebrity who fell and died as well. So, you know, again, falling at this point is not in my realm of wanting to know anything more about.
Yeah. So and I'll tell you this. So think about what I said I did this past week. right?
Yes, you laid the floor.
I put a floor down. Now, that means you have to get down on the floor. Then you have to stand back up. Then you have to get back down on the floor. Then you have to stand back up for every flipping board, because you have to get down there. You have to tap it into place, and then you have to get bam, you know, and then the next one, then the next one, then the next one. I am not 18 years old anymore.
Oh,
dude, really, let me tell you, after, you know, there isn't enough ibuprofen in the world to get this stuff.
You know, here's another thing that I have learned as I become curmudgeon. Look, I'm old. You know, again, I tell Boogie all the time. Now, Boogie is older than I am. But yeah. Boogie's like, you know, oh, I just got to find something to do. So what did he do last week? He helped a guy lay concrete.
There you go.
Now, it's like, okay. Yeah. The next day, all I heard was, oh, my God, Jesus. I can't be doing that. I said, Boogie, I told you, you ain't 26 no more. You got to start doing old people things.
Yeah.
Sit and watch TV. That's old people things. Get a cup of coffee. That's old people things. God. You know, if you're really feeling it, sweep the floor. That's old people things.
Well,
but don't go out there talking about, I'm going to lay some concrete, or I'm going to cut some trees down, I'm going to saw some logs.
Well,
no.
I'll tell you Do you remember, you know, Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, yes, sir. Hey, God love him.
Habitat for Humanity. That guy swings a hammer every flipping day. And there's a picture. There's a picture of him
building a house, man. You
yeah,
know,
but
hey.
Here's the deal. The day before, he slipped and fell down a flight of stairs or something like that, and it looked like someone took him over with an ugly stick, and he's got bruises and bandages all over his face and his hands, and there he is, he's out there hammering, and someone has a title that goes, "This is one badass president."
I mean, his term in office wasn't memorable, but the man, like I say, 90 years old,
yeah,
banging a hammer, Jack.
Oh, my gosh.
And I say, hey, more power to him.
Yep.
That's him. That's not JD. JD's not going to be banging no hammers. JD's going to find somebody. Hey, can you hammer that? Here you go. Hey, do that, will you?
Here's $5.
I'm done trying to prove that I'm young. I am not.
Yeah.
I am old, and I have accepted that. And when I accepted that, the U.S. government sent me a check and said, here, Mr. Old Man, we're going to send you one of these every month because you're old. Now, shut up and go retire.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Think about it, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Oh, God.
Always leave them laughing.
Or peeing in their pants.
Do 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 do